Ready!
It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days, they called her Delta Dawn, prettiest one you ever laid eyes on.
To his mansion in the sky.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
The Delta variant is 100 times more infectious than the original coronavirus. You spread it earlier, and you seem to spread more virus, and that is causing problems. It's causing more breakthrough infections. The good news is those breakthrough infections do not seem to lead to hospitalization, severe illness, and God forbid, death. The bad news is you can still be infected and you can still transmit the virus. And that's the worrisome aspect.
And back.
Remember that pandemic we were supposed to be coming out of? Well, don't suppose so fast, because COVID cases are rising in all 50 U.S. states. All 50 U.S. states! But that's where I live. We can see a return to pandemic lockdowns, because in just 1 week, U.S. COVID infections rose nearly 70%. No, no, I will not give up my live audience. It's all due to the spread of the Delta variant. The Delta variant sounds like a frat house that's a disease vector. So, a frat house. The Delta strain is more transmissible than any other variant because it has multiple mutations, and not one of them includes mutton chops and adamantium claws. The surge of COVID cases has led Los Angeles County to reinstate indoor mask requirements for everyone, regardless of vaccination status. Typical Los Angeles. Even the virus is pitching a sequel. One major factor keeping people from getting vaccinated is the lies and misinformation they read on social media, especially Facebook. Last week, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy warned that health misinformation is a serious threat to public health. Makes you miss the good old days when Facebook's primary function was helping you find unflattering pictures of your ex's new boyfriend. COVID is also causing a lot of trouble for the Olympics. The number of COVID cases linked to the Olympics has risen to 61. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It was wrong to make tonsil hockey an Olympic sport. At this rate, there's not going to be any healthy humans left to compete in the games. So congratulations in advance to this year's gold medalist in boxing, the Blue Rock'em Sock'em Robot. The Olympic organizers are doing everything they can to prevent the spread of COVID, like in the Olympic Village, where we learned athletes will have to sleep on beds that are allegedly designed to collapse under the weight of any more than one occupant in order to discourage sex. Yes. Yeah, because we know if there's one thing world-class athletes can't do, it's have sex in unusual positions. Just. Just be sure to stick the landing. So let's see this anti-sex bed. Wow. Every expense was spared. Looks like they built an IKEA wardrobe, then made a bed out of the box it came in. So far, athletes do not seem deterred from getting it on. As American track star Paul Chelimo noted, while the beds have a weight restriction of 440 pounds, I see no problem for distance runners. Even four of us can do. Four. Word of warning, you don't want to have sex with distance runners, okay? They're always trying to get their time down. Their nipples bleed, and you have to give them a cup of water in the middle. One Olympian, Irish gymnast Ryan McClenhangan, went so far as to test out the structural integrity of the bed.
They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently, they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake. Fake news.
Fake news. Great news for Randy Olympians, and even better news for anyone who has sex with that guy. Ooh, yes, yes, yes. Smack me with a shillelagh right in my Blarney stones. That's good. That was a little Scottish. Now, the buzzkills over at Fact Check Village have spent the afternoon debunking the rumors coming from the athletes themselves and instead claim that the beds were made of cardboard so they could be recycled into paper products after the Olympics. I can't wait for 6 months from now to read toilet paper labels that read, made from 100% recycled Olympic sex bed. And athletes, people excited, it'll sell. I guess it'll sell.
It sells.
And athletes, remember, if you're recycling, you got to break down your Olympic sex bed. Make sure to separate your sex bed from your sex bottles and your sex cans.
The Olympic Games. They remind us of the ever-hopeful message that COVID-inspired austerity can still be profitable for sponsors. Senator, Colorado counts 34 hometown heroes among the ranks of Team USA. Given COVID concerns, can we consider this an elaborate workaround of your state's ban on the death penalty in 2020?
No, we're really proud in Colorado of those 34 folks. We are not the largest state in the country, but we've got the third largest delegation to the Olympics after Florida and California, and we're going to be cheering them on every single day from Colorado.
Now let's go to Junior, who is on the ground in Tokyo. Junior, what is the mood down there?
Thanks, James. According to a recent poll, 83% of Tokyo's residents don't want the games to go on, and you can feel it. The hostility here is just electric.
Fantastic. Now, did I hear the First Lady will be at the opening ceremony?
Yes, she's there to say that this profit-motivated human sacrifice, redistributing wealth to giant corporations of the global north, gets the gold.
I hear it's real gold. Now, can we expect any surprises during the competition?
There's a rumor that if the COVID positivity rate gets high enough, all the events will be replaced by one mad dash to the airports.
I'm waking up early to see that. And who are the big winners so far?
With so many athletes banned due to COVID exposure, corporate logos will be even more visible without all those jacked up dorks with daddy issues fixing their wedgies in front of them.
Those corporate logos, hometowns must be thrilled. And what do you think will be the lasting image from the games?
The closing ceremony. It'll be a raucous celebration for the three athletes it's not yet intubated.
On Friday, the Olympics opening ceremony finally took place in Tokyo, a year late and still under a significant cloud.
This morning, officials in Tokyo revealing that COVID cases have increased 155% in the past 7 days.
Tonight, COVID-19 defeating some Olympic athletes before they've even had a chance to compete. According to the IOC, more than 60 people in the Olympic bubble have tested positive for the virus.
Yeah. And the truth is, it's gotten even worse, because as of Saturday, the current total of Olympics-related COVID cases is up to 127, which really shouldn't be surprising. The event, whose central premise is basically, what if a bunch of hot people travelled from all over the world to sweat, breathe and fuck on each other, turns out to be going exactly as you'd expect it to during a pandemic? And I will say, Tokyo is by no means alone in making a very bold move in the face of the spread of the Delta variant. In the UK, Monday marked so-called Freedom Day, with the lifting of almost all virus-related restrictions, even though COVID cases have recently spiked to the highest levels there since January. Boris Johnson has faced significant criticism about this decision and has chosen to justify it like this.
If we don't do it now, we've got to ask ourselves, when will we ever do it?
Oh, I can actually answer that for you. Later. Just a later time. It's so brazenly disingenuous to frame this as a choice between lifting COVID restrictions now or never doing it. It's the equivalent of someone saying, if I don't take a shit now in the middle of this Apple store, when will I ever take a shit? I don't know exactly, but I do feel like there are a lot of other options available that you are choosing not to consider. And if you're wondering, why does Boris Johnson look like he's hired an impersonator of himself to deliver that message via Cameo? Well, it's because he was self-isolating after being exposed to someone who'd caught COVID, specifically his health minister, which is not an ideal way to reassure people that now is the right time to open up. And even some of the British people celebrating Freedom Day seem to understand that they were dancing on a knife's edge.
I want to dance. I want to hear live music. Yes, it feels like Freedom Day. It really, really does.
It's nice to be out, but like at the end of the day, it's all going to result in some sort of impending doom.
We're doomed! Doomed! Doomed, I tell you!
Even here in the United States, there is cause for real concern amid all the optimism. The Delta variant now accounts for 83% of known US cases and is causing a rise in hospital admissions, particularly among the unvaccinated. And yet, despite the fact that vaccines are widely available here, some, even those hospitalized, are still hesitant.
Here I am, recovering, getting out of here finally tomorrow. Am I going to get a vaccine? No. Don't shove it down my throat. That's what's local, state, federal administration is trying to do. to shove it down your throat.
What are they shoving, the science?
No, they're shoving the fact that that's their agenda. The agenda is to get you vaccinated.
Actually, you nailed it in one. Public health officials' agenda is to get you vaccinated. And you know what COVID's agenda is? To kill you. To burrow into your body through your hot little mouth, around with your lungs, flip your nostrils off, make soup taste more like nothing than it already does, and then kill you. So frankly, if the choice is between agenda death or agenda shot that comes with free Krispy Kreme donut, I really think you should take the jizz-covered dough hoop with a side of antibodies. And while that is clearly infuriating, the truth is individuals like that man are pretty much unreachable at this point, which is why it is so important to convince everyone who still might be persuadable to get vaccinated. Because if this week has taught us anything, it's that COVID is nowhere near being eradicated. And the best defense against it is being vaccinated. Yes, there are breakthrough cases, but the vaccine is doing its job. More than 97% of those hospitalized for COVID in the US are unvaccinated. So right here, we need to be encouraging as many people as possible to get their shots and, crucially, to then share our surplus supply with countries around the world that desperately need them. Because, if I may quote the words of Jeffrey Rush after a bad bleach job, if we don't do it now, when will we ever do it?
I have great news about COVID-19 is something I wish I could say. Unfortunately, and the little prompter here, it says COVID-19 cases nearly tripled in the U.S. over the last 2 weeks. Come on, America! For Pete's sake, how many times do we have to do the same mistakes before the consequences are different? This surge is especially hard on doctors. One hospital administrator described his staff this way: they are tired. They are thinking this is deja vu all over again. That, of course, is a quote by the great baseball catcher Yogi Berra. Reminds me of one of his other famous sayings: the future ain't what it used to be, and neither are the unvaccinated. Now, most of this increase was caused by the Delta variant, but that's not the only flavor of COVID out there. And experts are warning more variants are coming. Oh no, this is going to be just like the Real Housewives. New variants popping up all over the country. It's only a matter of time until one of the strains releases its own line of vodka. Some of the new variants are already making a splash. Illinois is reporting 6 times more gamma variant cases than Delta. Gamma is a variant first identified in Brazil. Now, there's no reason to worry about any of this if you're vaccinated. The scientific community agrees that the vaccines are up to the challenge of evolving variants. You hear that, pandemic? We can take whatever new stuff you throw at us. Do you have any idea how many new flavors of Oreos we've endured? Candy corn, pina colada, Peeps, wasabi. Oh. If you're vaccinated, you can eat a whole sleeve of any of those and probably not end up in the hospital. The only thing spreading faster than COVID variants is COVID misinformation, especially on social media. In response, Facebook has been hunting down and removing groups that present misleading or sensationalized information about vaccines. If you're lying about the vaccine, Mark Zuckerberg will hunt you down by land or by sea. Facebook finds the groups using keywords, but they're having trouble now because some anti-vax groups are changing their names to euphemisms like dance party in order to skirt bans from Facebook. So get ready for new dance crazes like actual Saturday Night Fever, the Harlem Ache, and the floss of taste and smell. And they don't just avoid detection with names of the groups. They also use code words in their posts. For example, instead of got the vaccine, they say danced or drank beer. References to Pfizer generally use the term pizza, and Moderna is referred to as Moana. Dancing, beer, pizza, Moana. If you're going to describe something you think is killing everybody, maybe don't use code words that are things that everybody universally loves. Might as well just say, my sister danced with a laundry basket full of puppies, and now I'm afraid she's given me rock-hard abs. In fact, she's pressuring the whole family to drink a chocolate milkshake with Jason Sudeikis. In one post, a woman explained her husband had become sick after going on a cross-country trip where he spent two nights with dancers. In this case, dancers is code for vaccinated people. But now her husband has a perfect alibi for going to strip clubs. Honey, I spent the night with two dancers, and now I have chlamydia. Fauci! Damn you, Fauci!
...99% of the people who are dying from COVID are unvaccinated.
That's their choice.
They don't want to die. The administration and the government is saying we need the mask mandate to protect the unvaccinated.
That's not their job. It's not their job to protect anybody.
Remember, folks, masks and vaccines are government overreach. My right to kill you if you so much as sneeze, that's government doing its job. Here comes some freedom gas!
There's a lot going on in the world right now, and it's easy to look around at the state of things and get a slightly apocalyptic vibe. COVID cases have nearly tripled in 2 weeks thanks to a highly contagious new variant. Billionaires are jetting off to space as U.S. life expectancy saw its biggest drop since World War II. And thanks to intense wildfires on the West Coast, smoke blanketed parts of the country as far east as New York. So life expectancy is plummeting, a new variant of a highly contagious respiratory disease is surging, and wildfire smoke has spread all the way around the U.S. Let's check in on Republican politicians and see what they're up to.
Senator James Lankford now calling on the state of Oklahoma to ban the sale of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. All of this came after Ben & Jerry's releasing a statement earlier this week saying that they will end the sale of their ice cream in the occupied Palestinian territory. Senator Lankford tweeting out within the hour saying Ben & Jerry's has now decided they know more about Jerusalem than the Israelis. If Ben & Jerry's wants to have a meltdown and boycott Israel, Oklahoma is ready to respond. Oklahoma has an anti-boycott of Israel law in place. We should immediately block the sale of all Ben & Jerry's in the state and any state-operated facility to align with our law.
Cool. They're fighting with ice cream now. What's next? You're going to accuse Mayor McCheese of voting twice in Arizona? You can't just ban Ben & Jerry's because you don't like their opinions. I mean, I still eat it, even though I'm annoyed they haven't given us our own flavor yet. It would be called a closer lick, and we've already mocked up what the container would look like. I sent this to them, and I've called their offices and left dozens of messages, and all that happened was one of their interns called me and said, we already have a flavor named after you. It's called vanilla. Ha, ha, ha. But I assure you, if this doesn't work, then we will continue to at least try to get our own butter flavor called Land O'Lakes. I will have a personalized dairy product. So Republicans think they should have the power to ban an ice cream company if they don't like its politics. But when President Biden announced a targeted community outreach effort to send volunteers door-to-door and raise awareness about COVID vaccines, conservatives called it tyranny.
And now they're starting to talk about going door-to-door to be able to take vaccines to the people. Think about the mechanisms they would have to build to be able to actually execute that massive of a thing. And then think about what those mechanisms could be used for. They could then go door-to-door take your guns. They again go door-to-door take your Bibles.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeting this. Biden pushing a vaccine that is not FDA approved shows COVID is a political tool used to control people. People have a choice. They don't need your medical brown shirts showing up at their door ordering vaccinations. You can't force people to be part of the human experiment.
Going door to door? This is creepy stuff. You know, someone comes up to your door outside wearing a mask, showing up at your house claiming to work for the government, asking you personal medical questions.
Don't come knocking on my door with your Fauci outie.
Maybe she thinks that's a Ben & Jerry's flavor. I wouldn't be surprised. Everyone gets one but me. Also, no one's knocking on your door with a COVID shot. Although I wish they had. I mean, sure, now certain places like New York City will bring the vaccine to your house if you sign up for it. But back when the rest of us got ours a few months ago, we had to sit on our computers all day for weeks, refreshing 8 different websites, looking for a random open slot at a pharmacy at 3 a.m. in a neighborhood we'd never heard of before. Honey, I got one. It's a pharmacy called Drugs Plus in Upper Coney Island West. I guess I have to take the George Kennedy Bridge to get there. Is this real? No polls. Shoemaker on the George Kennedy Bridge. You just have to eat 50 hard-boiled eggs in an hour.
You can do it, Shoemaker.
So according to Republicans, they should be able to ban an ice cream company they don't like, but going door-to-door to raise awareness about life-saving vaccines is tyranny. On Tuesday, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was asked by a reporter if she had personally been vaccinated, given that she continues to lie and spread dangerous misinformation about COVID vaccines.
What Scalise said the day he got vaccinated, citing this Delta variant that's going around, and said he's confident that it's safe and effective. Two questions. Have you yourself gotten vaccinated, and do you disagree with the Republican whip?
Well, your first question is a violation of my HIPAA rights. You see, with HIPAA rights, we don't have to reveal our medical records, and that also involves our vaccine records.
No, that's not a thing. A reporter asking you if you've been vaccinated doesn't violate your HIPAA rights any more than a neighbor needs a warrant to enter your house for a barbecue. HIPAA establishes national standards to protect your medical records. It doesn't stop journalists from asking you questions. She probably also thinks Miranda rights means she doesn't have to visit her friends in Manhattan anymore after she moves to Brooklyn with Steve. I doubt she even knows what HIPAA is or what it stands for. She probably doesn't even know it's an acronym. Asking me if I've been vaccinated violates my HIPAA rights, and asking me if I've been to the zoo violates my HIPAA rights, and asking me if any of my siblings are royalty violates my PIPA rights. And then today, Texas Congressman Ronny Jackson jumped in with what he apparently thought was a brilliant comeback to reporters asking Republicans if they've been vaccinated.
Yeah, I was just going to chime in and say I think that you as a press have a responsibility to ask questions of the Democrats as well. How many of the Democrats are willing to say whether or not they've been vaccinated?
Hey, remember that guy, Dr. Ronny, the guy who said Trump had the IQ of a chess wizard and the build of a college linebacker? You know, the guy who was allegedly known as the Candyman because he dished out pills like the Phoenix Suns gorilla giving out T-shirts at a home game? I'm sure you at least remember the name Dr. Ronny, a name that sounds less like an actual medical doctor and more like a guy who plays jazz flute in a fedora and invites you to get sky high with him in his yurt outside Reno. Anyway, what are you talking about? You don't think Democrats are willing to say if they've been vaccinated? I'm pretty sure they all walk around with their CDC cards scotch taped to their foreheads. I mean, what else are we going to do with that thing? I thought I was going to have to show it everywhere I went, like a reporter flashing a press badge at a crime scene. And now I'm thinking of taking it out of my wallet to make room for something more useful, like my Hollywood video card. There's a through line here between COVID and climate change. In both cases, the right has decided the best course of action is to just let disaster happen and scare people about any government attempt to stop it. And while some in the GOP advocate for vaccines, other loud voices, like Green, continue to spread lies about them. They've sunk so low, they're basically
25% below sea level.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.